This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The city of Boston is moving forward with a plan to test the entire adult homeless population for the coronavirus. The Boston Public Health Commission confirms the city has secured an additional 1,000 test kits to do that. That's in addition to the more than 1,300 people who are homeless and have already been tested. One-third of them have tested positive. The city also plans to test many homeless shelter workers. WBUR's Lynn Joliker spoke to two employees of the St. Francis House Day Shelter in Boston about the risks of shelter work during the pandemic. For one of those staffers, the risks have become all too clear.
Every day, it's the same steady stream at St. Francis House in downtown Boston. Hundreds of people looking for a boxed meal and an escape from the cold or rain. Coronavirus or not. And mingling and chatting with them is Angel Marte.
Ladies, how we doing?
Good.
Our guests, you know, this is part of the family. It's part, you know, they see us like their family members. I'm the community engagement and safety manager at St. Francis House.
Marte supervises a team he describes as the first responders in the shelter. They respond to fights, seizures, overdoses, and episodes tied to mental illness. They de-escalate the situation and stabilize people until medical personnel arrive when necessary. The work is physical and exhausting to begin with. Now there's the risk of an unpredictable, potentially deadly new virus thrown into the mix.
It's a little tough, and it's a little tough on the staff in particular. I mean, everybody's a little overworked and, getting a little tired. But, you know, we're getting through it, and, it's all for the greater good.
They're getting through it with personal protective equipment in short supply. They went through a few weeks of March without masks until it was clear how serious things were getting. Since then, they've had masks and gloves. They didn't have face shields until some were donated this past week. 53-year-old Marte says this time is especially tough for him because he's an outgoing, touchy-feely guy. He says he would normally respond with a hug if a guest reached out for one. Even without hugs, he often has to get close.
The problem sometimes is that some of our guests are so soft-spoken, I need to get closer to hear them, but I don't want to get too close and to catch something that they may have or give them something if I may have. So that's kind of something that I noticed today that was kind of like, oh, yeah, that, I do that a lot. I have to go in, I have to lean in and touch base with people.
Marte says over the last month or more, he's had some little coughs and occasional aches and pains, but nothing that overtly seemed like the coronavirus, though he knows the virus's presentation varies widely. St. Francis House President and CEO Karen LaFrasia says she marvels at Marte and the rest of her 50 or so employees who remain on site. Their dedication to serving people who are homeless has won out over their fears about their own health.
There are people that are coming in and they're working a full shift and then turning around, and they were going to, when we had to staff a hotel for people that were in quarantine. So they would work their full shift at St. Francis House, and then they would go to the hotel and work another shift, get a couple of hours sleep, and then they'd show back up first thing in the morning to open the doors.
LaFrasia says from the start, the attitude among her employees has been, whatever it takes, sign me up. But after 7 or 8 weeks of that, people are physically and emotionally drained. And from the start, she was right in the mix at the shelter, trying to figure out how to make this new normal work. First off, meals. She knew people could no longer cram into the dining room to eat hot meals. LaFrasia and her staff decided on bagged breakfasts and lunches, things like muffins, fruit, and sandwiches people could take to different locations around the facility to spread out. She assigned caseworkers to become kitchen workers to make the new meal logistics possible. She's managing staff trying to get people out of shelter and into some sort, any sort of housing. The pandemic has made that even more important and more difficult. But about a month into the ordeal, things got more complicated for LaFrasia personally. She started getting a sore throat, runny nose, and headache.
Never had a fever.
Because of her line of work, her doctor arranged for her to get tested for the coronavirus. She found out on Easter Sunday she had COVID-19.
I isolated at home, but, you know, you're, you know, one bathroom, a husband, two kids, you know, you're doing the best that you can. And my symptoms, again, weren't significant enough that I couldn't work remotely.
So LaFrasia managed St. Francis House from afar. But things quickly took a turn for the worse, though not for her health.
I think about a week later, my daughter started developing mild allergy-like symptoms. And then last Sunday, she spiked 106 fever.
Her daughter is 15 years old and otherwise healthy. At the hospital, doctors brought down her fever. They didn't test her for the coronavirus because they didn't want to admit the teen at that point. So they sent her home. Yesterday, LaFrasia described what happened over the past week.
She got more sick, you know, coughing and headache and just a whole bunch of symptoms that people are getting with COVID. And then Tuesday night, she really couldn't breathe. And so we were back in the car, back to the emergency room. Wednesday morning, they admitted her. And so that's where she is now. And she has pneumonia. This morning, they put her on oxygen.
So LaFrasia is not at St. Francis House or even focused on the operations of the shelter from afar. She's focused on her daughter. Done with her own quarantine, she's allowed to stay by her daughter's bedside at Boston Children's Hospital day and night.
She's going to be fine. I am sure of it. She's getting the best care. She's a good patient. But as a, you know, as a mother, you're scared.
LaFrasia says the need for coronavirus testing among homeless shelter workers became personal very quickly for her. She says she commends city and public health leaders, as well as homeless service providers in Boston, for seeing to it that the entire homeless population and people who work with those who are homeless will be tested. The need hit her in a conversation with her son during a stop home from being with her daughter at the hospital the other day.
He asked me, you know, Mom, are you going back to work after this? And I was like, yeah, of course I am.
Her son indicated he was worried about the whole family's well-being.
I don't know if I feel safe with you coming home. I love you and I'm proud of you for taking care of the homeless, but I don't know if it's a good idea for you to come home and maybe you should stay somewhere else.
LaFrasia says she could sense her son's anxiety and fear. She's considering his idea. But she's also worried about the employees she's left behind at St. Francis House. Universal testing will likely mean some of them, even those without symptoms, will have to stay home in isolation because they'll learn they have the coronavirus, another challenge for an already stressed team. But LaFrasia says it's the only way to begin to assure that a vulnerable population and the people who serve them will be safe. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.